The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back once again to the Mar-Hilmat Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set to go to the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening as here in the Northeast Kansas League, Mar-Hilmat Academy is playing host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in the studio doing a typical fantastic job. He spoils us, just spoils us with this great work. Joseph, we appreciate it all. Thank you. Tom Kautzuth here, high above the gymnasium off the mezzanine, and public address announcer introducing the starters to the crowd here tonight. Let me introduce them to you. What do you say? First of all, for the visitors from Jefferson County North, our head coach Tanya Kramer, her assistant coach Jeff Hale. Jason is going to be starting. A senior, Caleb Worthington, and also a senior, Ryan Belkamp. So with the one of the five, Jason will be going seniors. In the middle, you're going to have Carson Worthington, a senior, and a couple of sophomores in Carson McAfee and Grady Noel. For Mar-Hilmat Academy, head coach by Brad Kunicki and his assistant, Corey Eckert. For the Ravens tonight, a little bit of a switch-up. They've got a player banged up a little bit, and so tonight they're going to be starting 6-foot senior Manasseh Miller. Carson Van Dyke, a 5'9" senior. 6'4" senior, Samuel Peisch. And then a couple of juniors, 6'1" Mark Harris and 6'1" Sam Joyce. That's it. We're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back. Tip-off for tonight's guys' game coming up right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
Welcome back once again to Atchison, Kansas, where this evening JCN and MHMA get together here in the Northeast Kansas League. Joseph in the studio. Joseph, good work. How about how good this JCN boys team is? Sorry. They are 9-1 in the Northeast Kansas League. They are 11-3 overall. MHMA coming in as a 500 team at 10-5. And 7-4. So, there you have that. And we're set to go. Markhamout Academy in the home white. JCN in the traveling green. The ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by the Ravens. And Manasseh Miller is going to run it for the top side. We are underway. Manasseh skips it over to the left side. We're going to see JCN starting off in a little zone defense. Here's a feed down to the baseline. Samuel Pyche kicks it back over to Miller. Down to Pyche deep in the left corner. Can't get the shot away. Brings it back out on top. Samuel launches it towards the top. But as he's driving, the baseline will step on the stripe. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. Putting it in play right below us here, up the mezzanine, is going to be Carson McAfee. We always talk about, you know, and I share with you my difficulties in some games. With JCN, I have two Carsons with Carson McAfee and Carson Worthington. And just to kind of up the ante a little bit, we got a pair of identical twins in Caleb Worthington and Carson Worthington. So, couple of things that we'll be working our way through here this evening. Bear with me. Here's a three. McAfee, just short. Rebound. Manasseh Miller. Here they come. MHMA bringing it up the floor. We're 7-11 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Each team one possession. Neither team able to put anything on the board. Ravens will dump it over to the left side. Mark Harris goes cross court. Heisch. Back it comes to Harris as they reverse it. The beat comes underneath to Miller. And we've got three defenders surrounding him. Any foul is going to be called on Carson. Carson Worthington. So Carson Worthington will have his first foul of the game. And it'll be the first foul by either team. Ravens will be putting it into their offensive end. To do the inbound work will be Mark Harris. A lot of people in the gym for it to be this quiet. Ravens have it over to the left side. And Miller's going to take it up on top. 6:45 to go, rolling along. Not even the coach is making a lot of racket right now. Manasseh nearly has it knocked away from him, but he's able to recover. Gets it in middle of Sam Joyce. Back out on top. The shot for Van Dyke. In and out. Nope. Rebound tipped out. It'll be controlled down by Caleb. Caleb Worthington. Now the feed comes into the middle for JCN. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds down to the baseline. And the officials are going to look for some help from one another, and they're going to indicate it'll belong to Jeff North. JCN basketball coming into their baseline. We are over a minute and a half into this game. It remains scoreless. Back at the baseline, Carson McAfee inbounded. He tries to bring it in to Ryan Feldkamp, and I don't think Ryan has touched the ball yet this evening. That inbound pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Back it will come again, this time on the sideline near the baseline between the Raven bench, or rather, between the Raven bench and the baseline. Case in to bring it in and bring it out on top. 6:14 to go. Opening quarter. McAfee will drive it in toward the lane. Nothing doing. Brings it back out on top. They'll skip around to the right. Shot blocked. Rebounding it in is going to be Manasseh Miller. Pyesh got upstairs, got a hand on that basketball, and Ravens will bring it up the floor. 5:55 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Manasseh with the ball, skips it over to the right side. That's Carson Van Dyke. So we also have a Carson on the Morehill Mount Academy team. Three Carsons on the floor right now. Van Dyke will skip it. In the middle is going to go to Sam Joyce. Background to the left side. Sam will take it to the free throw line, to the baseline, back out up top. Manasseh's three is up and missing, and the rebound pulled down by Pyesh. Gets it over to Joyce, who misses the point-blank layup. Rebound to go down is going to be Ryan Feldkamp. 5:15 to go in a scoreless opening quarter, and now the upcourt pass is going to be lost out of bounds, and they'll say contact by Manasseh Miller. So it will be his first foul. Team fouls are now even at one each. Still scoreless here in Atchison. JCN brings it in and works around the outside against the 2-3 zone employed by MHMA. Pass knocked away by Miller, and a little clear out push for Grady Noel. Grady tries to feed in the middle. It's batted around, and it'll be stolen by the Ravens. 4:50 to go. Still no one has put anything on the board. And we're going to get a foul on the near side on JC and a whistle against Carson Worthington. And suddenly he's jammed up. That'll be his second foul. He has both fouls by Jeff North and Charger head coach Tanya Kramer goes quickly to the bench and is going to bring Calvin into the game. Calvin Manville. Ravens with a basketball around to the left side. 4:40 to go in this still scoreless opening quarter. Out on top, it's going to be to Manasseh Miller. Little right-hand dribble, looks into the center. Kicks it over to the left side this time. The skip comes out on top. Miller doesn't take the three. Here's Joyce at the free throw line. Dumps it over to the left side. His pass doesn't have enough stuff on it, and it's going to be stepped in front of us a little way. Here comes Manville, the driving shot on the other, and it's going to be up and good at the first point to the ball. Game belongs to Jefferson County North. And scoring those points coming in off the bench is going to be Lawrence Pollard. It is 2-0. JCN. Now the inbound shot is going to be up. No good for the Ravens. Back the other way. Here come the Chargers. The feed underneath. Looking in. Long cross-court pass comes out on top to Lawrence. Down to the free throw line. The shot is up and good. Back-to-back buckets by Pollard. And it is 4-0. JCN. We're at 3:40 to go in this first quarter, and Ravens still with no points on the board. Now they're going to widen things down, spread the floor a little bit. Van Dyke with his heels at the center circle, goes to the left side of Manasseh Miller, feeds it to the free throw line, not there, and a skip pass by Joyce looking for Pyesh. Goes out of bounds harmlessly, nobody touches the ball, and the Ravens are going to make a substitution. Coming into the lineup for MHMA is going to be 5'9" junior Keegan Mispagel. 3:15 to go. First quarter. Here's McAfee for the baseline left. His shot is up, missing. Joyce with the rebound. Ravens coming back again. MHMA looking to put something on the board. Here's a driving shot. It's up. It is no good. Which way are we going with this? The two officials look at each other. Is it a block? Is it a charge? It was kind of a bang-bang play. And the officials are going to make a decision. It'll be against JCN. Calvin Manville's first foul. Charger team foul three. Morehill Mount Academy will be putting it in play at their baseline. Here's a shot. Nope. Rebound. Pollard had it. It's going to be knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Jeff North. We're inside 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter, and the Ravens still have not scored a point. It is 4-0. Here's a pass to Pollard. Went right through his hands. Manasseh goes in, shot blocked, and we're going to get a foul called here. 2:50 to go. Couple of free throws coming up for Manasseh Miller. It'll be foul number one for Caleb Worthington. Coming to the free throw line, Morehill Mount Academy is 6-foot senior Manasseh Miller. Two shots here. looking to get that goose egg off the board. He will. Miller will score the first point of the game for the Raven. It is now 4-1. One more shot coming up. Miller lets it fly, throws it in. 4-2. Jeff North up the floor. Over to the right side is going to be Caleb. MHMA again settles into the 2-3 zone defense. Manasseh steals away the cross-court pass. He will drive down, goes up, and doesn't get the layup. Rebound underneath, and we get a foul. Is that going to be on Pollard? It is. So Lawrence Pollard will have his first foul. And for JCN, fouls are going to be a problem. They've already got 5 fouls here with 2.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. So for the Ravens, there could be a lot of free throw opportunities as we get in the second quarter and move toward halftime. Baseline 3 is going to be up, and Manasseh Miller knocks it down. First lead of the ballgame for MHMA. They go in front at 5-4, 2:20 to go in the opening quarter. Brian Belkamp with the ball, kicks it back out on top. Jason has not been able to get the ball into Belkamp. Now they do. He will go into the lane. His shot is going to be rejected, and he will have been fouled by Peisch. Samuel Peisch will have his first foul of the evening. Brian Belkamp comes to the line for Jefferson County North. We were on hand at the Oskaloosa Boys Invitational Tournament to see Ryan reach the 1,000 career point plateau. And his first free throw here is up and good. One more shot coming up for Belkamp, and with that bucket, he has tied the game at 5. 2:12 left, first quarter. Ryan looks, shoots, and gets them both. MHMA trailing now by 1 after a couple of buckets for Ryan Belkamp. Low scoring opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Manasseh Miller gets it across the timeline to Harris. Right side, Sam Joyce throws it across, and the Chargers will slap the ball away and knock it out of bounds. Braves are going to be putting it in from down low. Again, it'll be Harris to do the inbound. You've got Harris and Miss Pagel out there with Joyce and Miller, who hits another 3. And running it out, Carson Van Dyke. It is the Manasseh Miller show here in the opening quarter. He has all 8 of the Ravens' points. 8-6. Marhill Mount Academy with 1:45 to go in the opening quarter. The ball down to the baseline is going to be rejected out of play, and back it will come to Jefferson County North. JCN 9-1 in the conference, 11-3 on the season. MHMA coming into the game today at 5-5. They are 7-4. Outside that. So here's a shot. Knocked away. Up the floor with it. Driving down. The pull up. The shot missed it. And it's going to go out of bounds and belong to JCN. Here come the Chargers. They got the basketball in play and are bringing it up the floor. McAfee will take it to the top. Now over to the free throw line. Belkamp thought about it. Now here's a 3. Shot and scored for JCN. Calvin Manville from the outside. 9-8. 1:05 to go. JCN back in front by 1. Ravens up for a pass. It's going to be stolen away, and they're going to say, great job by McAfee, but unable to haul that thing back in. He ends up in the crowd. Made a couple of new friends over there, but everybody seems to be just fine. Here we go. Manasseh Miller with it on top. Ravens with the basketball, trailing it by 1 in the last minute of the opening quarter. Drop it a shoulder, the flop, no foul called. Back out of top, it'll come to Miller. He will go in Euro, steps it off the glass and scores. 2 more, Manasseh Miller. He's gotten every point for MHMA tonight. They're back in front by 1 at 10-9. 35 seconds left, opening quarter. And on the upcourt play, we get a Raven foul. Whistle is going to be on Keegan, and his first foul will be the Ravens' 3rd team foul. For Jefferson County North, it'll be Grady putting it in play, and he'll throw it into the backcourt. Carson McAfee brings it up. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Chase team with the basketball. They trail by one at 10-9. Out on top, McAfee pivot with the left foot, skips it over to the left side, and they're going to say kicked by Miller. Back again, and we'll come to Chase in. 22 seconds left, first quarter. The ball lobbed out on top. Here's McAfee with it. Carson starts left, working against Manassa. Dumps it over to the left side, and it's going to get away, be off the hands of Grady, and Jason will turn it over. MHMA will own a lead at the end of the opening quarter. The question is, what will that lead be? They're up the floor with it at 9. Into the forecourt at 7. Dish it over to the left side. The feed in the middle is by Tejoy. Stolen! 2 seconds. 1 second. And they're never going to get a shot away. We've come to the end of the first. One quarter of the book here in Atchison, Kansas. Boys high school basketball. It's Jefferson County North trailing MHMA 10-9.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas. We are going to the second quarter in what's been a really outstanding ball game here tonight. It is a one-point lead for MHMA over JC as we go to the second. Welcome back, everybody. For Jefferson County North, 4 points in the opening quarter by Lawrence Pollard. Calvin Manville, 3. Ryan Feldkamp, the only starter to score. He's got 2 free throws. However, for Moore Hill Mount Academy, the scoring is pretty easy to follow. You look at the scorebook, you find the line that's got Manasseh Miller's name on it, and that's it. Manasseh has all 10 Raven points. And here we go. The ball comes in, Jason will have it on the left side, and we're going to get a whistle off the basketball, and Chargers will turn it over. 7:50 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball, leading it by 1. Manasseh Miller getting a start here today, and he's making the most of it. Here's Paish, comes off on top. Van Dyke. Miller directs a little traffic with the left hand, cradling the ball with his right. 7.5 to go in the half. Back out on top, it'll come to Van Dyke. Long lob pass over to the left side. The feed comes in the middle. Back out on top. Right side Joyce. Down low. Heisch drives across. Trapped beneath the goal. Twists and turns, and he's able to rescue it. Brings it over to the edge in there. Ravens are going to bring it back off on top. MHMA has brought Bowden Korbelik into the game. They work the outside, and there's just no room in the middle. The JCN defense has been outstanding. Now here's Joyce going inside. The shot going to be wide to the right side, and we're going to get a foul call. I suspect it's going to be on Ryan Feldkamp. It is. It will be his first foul of the game. And for JCN, already team foul 6. At the line for the Ravens, looking for his first point of the game, comes Sam Joyce. The 6'1 senior's first free throw off the back, kicks out, won't go in. Back into the Raven lineup, we will see Mark Harris. Harris is in for Samuel Paish as Coach Kunicki is rotating starters in and out of the game for a couple of reasons. One, to have a chat with him and talk about some issues or things. And the second, just to give him a moment to catch a little extra breath. Joyce will hit the second free throw, and it is 11-9, Mark Hillmount Academy. We're at 6:40 to go, first half. Chargers into the forecourt with the basketball. Here's McAfee. They'll feed into the middle. The turnaround shot in the lane is up, is no good. Feldkamp follows up and gets it to go. Brian Feldkamp with four, and we are deadlocked at 11 with 6:20 to go in the first half. Ravens into the forecourt, down the right side with the ball. It's going to come Bowden Korbelik. Back out on top, Manasseh. Miller looks to the middle, finds no room there, kicks it back over to Korbelik on the right edge. Right in front of the JC and bench, and they bring it back off on top. Chargers in the 2-3 zone. The kick down off the block, the feed in the middle of Joyce. The defense flexes over there, and Korbelik gets the ball, and again, not enough time. They get over there quickly. Here's a lob underneath, batted around. Harris is able to recover it, can't get a shot. They'll take it over on the left side of Manasseh. A lot of contact, no foul. Back out on top they come. Ravens with an extremely long possession this trip up the court. 5.5 to play in the first half. Down on the right side, here's a turnaround shot. It's going to go up, and it's going to go in for Mark Harris. He has his first point for the game, and the Ravens are back in front again at 13-11. That was a 58-second possession for Morehill Mount Academy. Now the Chargers are going to run a motion-like offense. Here's a shot from the top. Won't go for McAfee, and the long rebound saved by Grady Knoll. Chasen is going to maintain possession of the basketball. McAfee dishes it over to the right edge. That's going to be Caleb Worthington. Got to remember Carson Worthington out of the game. He picked up a couple of fouls early. Here's Caleb for three. No rebound. A big collision. No whistle. Grady comes up with the ball. He's in trouble. A couple of defenders swing around on him. Now they'll feed it to the left side. And as the shot goes up, they're going to wave it off and call a traveling violation. 4:40 to go in the half. Second quarter continues to move quickly. These teams had very lengthy possessions that may or may not culminate with points on the board. Heich is right back in for the Ravens. To Miller, left side in front of the JCN bench, comes way back out on top. That's going to be Carson Van Dyke. Skips it over to the right wing. 13-11. MHMA at home, leading by two, and now the ball is going to be, they say, kicked. Ravens are going to be putting it in play from the near side, and we're quickly going to see the Chargers go to the bench and return Lawrence Pollard to the floor. Lawrence is in. Grady goes out for a bit. Ravens putting the ball in play, leading it by a pair. We approach the midpoint of the second quarter. To kick it out to the right side. Here's a three. Set sail and scored. Bowden Korbelik for three. And it's now 16-11. Ravens lead by some 5 points. Defeat in the middle of Feldkamp. Comes back out on top to McAfee. He'll work around to the left side. Have the ball knocked out of his hands. It's going to be picked up and stolen. Driving down with it is going to be Miller. He'll drive and shoot and score. And we're going to get a JCN timeout. Taking a break with Coach Kramer at 3:44 to go in the second quarter. Ravens have put together a lead. MHMA 18, Jeff North 11.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Happy to have you back with us here at the Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehill Mount Academy campus in Atchison, Kansas High School. Basketball tonight on CARE Radio. Tomorrow afternoon, though, it'll be college basketball. Benedictine on the road. We'll be talking about that as the evening wears on. Chargers bring the ball in play. And a quick 15-foot jump shot is up and good by Ryan Feldkamp, and he's got a half a dozen. 18-13. Morehillmount Academy leading it by 5. 3:20 to go in the half. Here's a baseline. Korbelik 3. No. Rebound tipped out. It's rolling around. It's on the floor. Manasa Miller had it. Tips it. And now the Ravens are going to throw it away. The thing gets away out of bounds down to the baseline. And for the Chargers, Calvin Manville will come back in. So you got Calvin Manville and Lawrence Pollard out there. Ryan Feldkamp. You've also got Carson McAfee. And rounding it out is going to be Caleb Worthington. Chargers with the basketball just over 3 minutes ago here in the first half. And as it goes in the middle of Pollard, he is fouled. And it is going to be by Manasa Miller. And for Miller, I've got him for number 2. Will Manasa check out here? He will. And an interesting switch, bringing Sam Joyce back into the game. So Ravens have a big line across the front. And then on the inbound, just a headlong dive for the inbound pass results in Bowden Korbelik picking up a foul. So now, that's 5 team fouls for the Ravens. And with Manasa out of the game, it'll be curious to see who picks up the scoring here for MHMA. He has gotten 10 of his team's points. As a matter of fact, the first 10 of their points. Here's a drive to the right side. The shot by McAfee, too hard. Rebounding it down, Ravens. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Harris into the forecourt with it quickly. MHMA takes it down. It's going to be Van Dyke. The pass to Peisch. Over it goes to Joyce. He's all alone, but his shot is up and it won't go in. Rebound batted around, battled for, and it's going to be saved out on top. Here comes Caleb. Worthington will drive, lose the handle, and throw it away. Worthington on a breakaway layup opportunity, and now it's going to be stolen by McAfee, and he will pick up the foul. Team getting a little wild out of the court right now. That foul is going to be Carson McAfee's first. But it will be team foul 7, and that means it's a 1-and-1 opportunity here for Morehillmount Academy. Minutes and 20 seconds to play. First half, 18-13. Ravens in front. And at the line is Mark Harris with 4 points. He's not at a free throw yet today. First one rolls out. No good. Feldkamp comes down with a rebound. He is run over in the backcourt by Joyce. The official says play on. Out on top with it. Feldkamp for 3. Rebound tipped around and Harris is going to pull it down. Up the court with it will come Morehillmount Academy. 2 minutes to go in the half. Van Dyke on top. Underneath the Peisch. He will turn and shoot and miss it. Feldkamp rebounds it down and he'll outlet it quickly into the forecourt. McAfee down the right side. He will knife into the lane. Crash. Get crashed into by a defender. And let's see what this foul situation is going to be established as. It's going to be the second foul of the game by Bowden Korbelik. Chargers putting in a play at the baseline. It'll come in with a minute 45. Here's a shot from the top. It's a 3 that is air ball short. Well short by Calvin. He's a better shooter than that. Here come the Ravens. Van Dyke has it on the right edge. A minute and a half to go in the opening half. Ravens with the ball leading it by 5. Van Dyke kicks it over to the right to Joyce. He gets doubled up in the corner. Now his pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Pollard. Going to come back in again to the Ravens. Skip pass out near midcourt. Korbelik will handle it there. Feed to the top of the key. Looking around his Peisch. Brings it back out on top. The pass down toward the left corner. They are looking for Harris over there, but the pass slapped away and out of bounds. And the Chargers will make another substitution. Into the ball game for JC and for the first time tonight is going to be Cole Burke. Minute to go in the first half. Here's Joyce with it at the free throw line. Feeds over to the right. Harris doubled up there. To Korbelik, back to Harris in the corner, punches it off on top to Van Dyke. Korbelik, back to Van Dyke, the skip to Peisch. And Price has the ball ripped out of his hands, but he's able to recover it. Puts it on the court once, turns, twists, shot blocked. Knocked away. It's on the floor. Ravens are going to rescue it. Cutting into the middle. Little one-handed runner. No, and we've got a shove and a foul against the Ravens. As McAfee sprawls to the floor. He jumps to his feet, though, and turns to the official and says, hey, I'm going to the other side. I'm shooting me some free throws. It'll be the first 1-1 of the night for Jeff North. Coming off the first foul of the night by Sam Joyce. That was team foul 7. Carson McAfee looks for his first point of the game. In fact, only one of JCN's starters has scored yet, and that's Ryan Feldkamp. Free throw, nope. Rebound pulled down by Marhill Mount Academy. It's still 18-13. It's been the score for a long time. We're in the last 30 seconds of the half now. Ravens with it, feet to the free throw line. Joyce covers it up, gets it to Van Dyke. Korbelik back to the corner to Harris. Korbelik off on top, 17 seconds left. Ravens spread the floor with 13. They dish it left to Harris. Back out on top with 9. Squaring up, going to launch a 3. That's an air ball. Flies, goes out of bounds on the fly off the hands of Carson Van Dyke. And the Chargers have 5 seconds to get this thing the length of the court. Ravens are going to make them touch the ball as quickly as they can, certainly, to get that clock started. 5 seconds left exactly in the half. It comes in. Carson gets it up to Ryan. He'll go in, off balance, shoots and hits it, and they're going to call it for a travel. Now, perhaps he'd gotten that one away with 0.8, so wave it off, and this is going to get us to halftime. It's intermission in Atchison. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. The score, Marhill Mount Academy 18, Jefferson County North 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
An exciting ball game, but if you love a lot of offense, you want to see him up and down and scoring, well, you're not having a good time with this one. But if you like close, hard-fought games, it is for you here tonight. 18-13 is your halftime score as Morehill Mount Academy at home tonight is in front of JCN. Recap of the scoring for you in the first half. First of all, for the Chargers, a half a dozen for Ryan Feldkamp. Ryan Feldkamp is the only JCN starter to have scored so far tonight. We've got Lawrence Pollard with 4, Calvin Manville with 3, and that is the entirety of the JCN scoring. For Marhill Mount Academy, tell you what, getting a chance to have a start tonight, well, it must have felt very, very good to Manasseh Miller. He's taken advantage of it, and he has 10 so far today. Matter of fact, he had 10 at the end of the opening quarter. Following him, it drops pretty dramatically to Mark Harris with 4, 3 for Bowden Korbelik, and 1 first half point for Sam Joyce. Fouls? Well, for JCN, you've got Carson Worthington with 2 for Marhill Mount Academy. Manasseh and Bowden with 2 apiece. No one else with more than 1. Not a lot of fouls in the course of that first half. Exciting ball game. Looking forward to see how the second half unfolds, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now, we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime here in Atchison, And with your intermission score, Morehill Mount Academy 18, Jefferson County North 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Camp Radio Sports Studio, and he's got another incredibly interesting halftime.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Carrick Country Sports Calendar, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow afternoon, starting at high noon, as the women will take to the court at Mount Mercy. The men's game will follow around 2 p.m. That's tomorrow, Benedictine basketball. Coming up on Tuesday, we will have KC Washington at Atchison for a single game. It's a 7:30 boys game. Join us Tuesday evening for Phoenix action. Wednesday will bring us back to Benedictine College as they are on the road at Mid-America. 5:30 for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us back to Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, we've got high school basketball action for you as we've got Pleasant Ridge at JCN. Scheduled time for the girls' game is 6 o'clock. The scheduled time for the boys' game is 8 p.m. Saturday, we've got Benedictine basketball again with games at 2 and 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for a family dinner, Subway has it all. And it's never been easier to get your Subway. Order online or through the Subway app, and they'll have your meal ready when you arrive. Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got a few finals in the girls' games. In the Atchison at KC Wyandotte game, it was the Atchison girls with a final score of Atchison 48, KC Wyandotte 21. In the Jackson Heights-Oskaloosa game, Jackson Heights had 54 points to Oskaloosa girls 14. And in the Perry the Compton Nemaha Central game, Nemaha Central took home a win at 48 points to Perry the Compton girls 31. In the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had Jefferson County North girls 42, Mar Hill Mount Academy girls 31. In the Frankfurt at Centralia boys game at the half, it was Frankfurt 20, Centralia 17. In the Washington County Wetmore game, it was Washington County 26, Wetmore 12. And in the Atchison High at KC Wyandotte, in the fourth quarter, Atchison was leading 50 to KC Wyandotte's 48. Of course, you can go to our free website, mscsports.net, to get the latest local scores.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs.
Begin with a medicated Chick Starter Crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated Chick Grower Crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310. Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Clear skies tonight with lows around 9 above. Easterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Clear skies again tomorrow, highs around 41. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night, lows around 22. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the mid-40s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 9 above tonight, high of 41 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, it's 21.6 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 45%. Barometric pressure sitting at 30.48 inches of mercury and steady. Dew point 4 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is currently 16 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to the Haverty Gymnasium here on the Morehead Academy campus as we're getting ready for the second half. Halftime here, a little bit of extended today for very, very good reasons. There were a couple of important bits of business that the folks here at Morehead Academy took care of at halftime, one of which was recognition of a longtime member of the staff, member of the faculty, longtime activities director and coach here, Richard Henney Hockey, getting a well-deserved tip of the hat from the school and from its fans here tonight. A little recognition. Congratulations to Richard Henney Hockey, having retired at the end of last school year. And it's always nice to see somebody who deserves a little positive pat on the back getting that, Richard. Appreciate all the things you've done for us over the years. Thank you. Also, at halftime, it was the crowning of the 2022 Winter Royalty. And so the three king and queen candidates and their escorts were recognized by the crowd on hand. And say a good time was had by all, I think, would be a very, very fair statement. So all of those things dispatched at halftime. Teams have finally gotten back out of the court. Now they have exited, huddled up around their respective coaches and benches, and we are about ready to get underway with the second half here of the guys' game. Ladies' game tonight, it was a JCN victory on the road. Lady Chargers winning that first game tonight, 42-32. Halftime here, really low-scoring game at 18-13. Coming out of the court for Jefferson County North, we're going to have, just going quickly checking through them, is going to be the original starting five. You got Caleb Worthington, Carson McAfee, Grady Noel, Carson Worthington, and Brian Feldkamp. We didn't see a lot of Carson Worthington in the first half. He picked up a second foul very, very early on and spent the balance of the first half on the bench. For the Ravens, it'll be their original starting five. Manasseh Miller and Carson Van Dyke, Samuel Pyche, Mark Harrison, Sam Joyce. The ball batted away and nearly stolen. But it ends up getting away and getting out of bounds. Grady Noel with a yeoman effort there trying to come up with that basketball in that first possession of the second half. Ravens are going to be putting it in right in front of the scorer's table. Manasseh Miller had a great start to the game, but now the pass in the middle looking for Sam Joyce is going to be stolen. Coming up with it, Jeff North. Grady Noel comes up with a steal. He'll dump it over to the right side to Feldkamp. Now deep into the right corner, Caleb Worthington. Comes out on top to Grady. Half a minute into the third quarter. The feed to the right block. Feldkamp has it stripped out of his hands, and he's able to bat it back out on top to Grady Noel. McAfee in the middle. Feldkamp for two. Brian Feldkamp has 8 points and continues to be the only starter for JCN to have scored in the game. It is now 18-15. It's 7:07 to go. The ball batted away, nearly stolen from Manasseh Miller. Now it is going to be taken away. Here comes Worthington. Caleb in, up, scores it. Caleb Worthington. 18-17, and that is going to bring a timeout from the Ravens head coach Kunicki. Taking a break with MHMA at 6:55 to go. We're just a minute five into the third quarter. It is Ravens 18, Chargers 17.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. It's an 18-17 ball game. As Jefferson County North has come out of the locker room and notched the first 4 points of the second half. Ravens putting the ball in play and now take it across the timeline. The upcourt pass is going to be knocked free and stolen away by McAfee. Here come the Chargers. McAfee dishes. The layup is good and JCN is in front. 6 points by Jeff North to begin the second half. That bucket from Caleb Worthington, and it's now 19-18. 6:27 to go. The feed over to the left side of the free throw line. The pass underneath, and the shot is going to be up and good by Pyche. Samuel Pyche with his first point of the game. And we have a big collision in the backcourt. And let's see what's going to be called here. The official is going to call an offensive foul on JCN. So the Chargers are going to turn it over, coming off the offensive foul. It'll be the first foul of the game. I think it was on Carson. Was it? We'll find out. Here's the steal, the drive, the shot is up missing. Feldkamp gets thrown to the ground, and there's a foul call. Sam Joyce says, I barely touched the guy. 6:07 to go. The official's going to walk over to the scorer's table and for Sam, it'll be foul number two. 20-19, Ravens in front. 6:07 to play in the third. It'll be put in play for JCN. They'll bring it out on top. Between the circles is going to be Grady Noel. Back over to the left side is Carson. Worthington feed to the free throw line. Feldkamp looking. No room in the middle. Brings it back out to Grady. On the left side is McAfee. JCN stretches it out a little bit. Now the pass in the middle is loose on the floor. We get a jump ball call. The possession arrow back to Jeff North. 5:49 to go in the third quarter. It's a one-point lead for the Ravens here at home tonight. McAfee will be bringing it in. Comes into Feldkamp. Back over to the left side, Worthington. get past Bellcamp. He thought about the three, then didn't. Now into the corner it comes. We get a bump, a foul, and a whistle on Samuel Peich. So Samuel will be saddled with his second foul of the game. The Ravens will have their second foul of the second half. And J.C. back in again at their offensive baseline. McAfee brings it in, comes way out topside. Caleb Worthington into the free throw line. The ball gets away, loose for a minute. Now the feed into the lane. The shot is going to go up off the window. That was a circus shot by Carson Worthington. 21-20. J.C. back in front at 5:25 to play. Here's a shot from the outside. It's up and no good. Chargers coming up with the basketball and trying to reach in to steal it away on the upcourt play. A foul on Peich. That will be his third. Fish is going to walk over to the scorer's table and make the official indication. Samuel will be the first player on either team to have collected a third personal foul. For Coach Kunicki, Peich comes out of the game, and checking back in will come Keegan Misbagel. 21-20, Jeff North. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Chargers with the basketball, leading it here by one. Driving in is going to be McAfee. Dumps it over to the baseline left. Kicks back out on top. McAfee's pass in the middle is going to be shot from the for a three. No good. Rebounding it down. Harris. Ravens back up four with it. Harris into the forecourt. Comes to the top of the key. Travels with it. No whistle. Back out on top. It'll come to Manasseh Miller. Inside five to go in the third quarter. 21-20. Kick pass to the right side of the free throw line. Back over comes to Miller. Out on top. Van Dyke, Carson feeds to the free throw line again. No room. Top side, a three, launched short. Offensive rebound, pulled down by MHMA, and then a jump ball called as the Ravens, Keegan Misbagel, gets tied up in the middle of the lane. Possession arrow back to Morehill. 21-20. Here comes it to Manasseh, straight up, and hits another three. Manasseh Miller, his third three tonight. He's got 13. 23-21. Ravens lead by two at 4:27 to go. Here's a three for Jeff North. No. And a rebound knocked away. Chargers are going to rescue the basketball. Skip pass comes out on top. McAfee handles it there, dumps it over to the left side. Cutting into the lane, no room, bounce pass comes out on top, and we get a foul call. This is going to come over to the scorer's table. Let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. It'll be the first foul of the night by Mark Harris. And for the Ravens, who really fouled so little in the first half, getting a little foul trouble here in the second. 4:10 to go, third quarter. They had 14 fouls already. Here's a shot for three off the mark and a rebound tipped out. Miller has it. It's going to be stolen by McAfee. He snuck up from behind, took it away. Here's a Charger three that misses. Rebound tipped out. JC is going to rescue it back down again. And now, whoa, just see the forearm thrown inside. And here comes MHMA. That was physical basketball. Push and shove, a little forearm, clear it out a little bit. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Manasseh Miller dumps it over to the left side to Van Dyke. Comes back out on top to Manasseh. The Chargers in the 1-3-1. Skip pass down to the baseline left. The three-point shot is up. Rim in and out, no good. Chargers coming down with a rebound. Cleared away by Caleb Worthington. Worthington brings it up the floor himself, taking it down the left side. Holds up his dribble, goes long cross court. Here's Ryan Bellcamp for three and swish. Ryan Feldkamp with 11. 24-23. Jay Zian goes back up by one with 3:12 to go. And for the Chargers, we are going to see in the game for the first time tonight a freshman. We saw him in the JV game, Andrew Baker. I've only seen him play a little JV. He played tonight. But I'll tell you what he does. He brings some height out on the floor. 3 minutes to go. Cross court pass stolen by Baker. Here comes the freshman. He will drive, shoot, miss, got fouled. Manasseh Miller picking up the foul. Look at an Andrew out on the floor. He is
again, as a freshman, he's got to be 257 to play in the third quarter. Chargers leading it now by one. Freshman's first free throw, perfect. Andrew Miller has his first point of the evening, and it's now 25-23. One more shot coming here. Andrew Miller sends this one up, and it will not go down. Rebound. More Hillmount Academy. Here come the Ravens. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Covered up in the backcourt. Jump ball called. It belongs to JCN. Chargers coming up with a loose basketball, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 2:49 to go in the third here in Atchison. It is Jeff North 25, Mar Hillmount Academy 23.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
As we return to the game, Jefferson County North, the first team to be out on the floor, and out there they have brought Carson McAfee. He's out on the court. You got Calvin Manville out there. I got Andrew Miller, Ryan Fellkamp, and putting the ball in play will be Carson Worthington. For Mar Hillmount Academy, Samuel Peisch is back in there. We've got John Quinn in the game now in Guabua. Over to the right side, I got Mark Harris, and the shot goes up and misses. The freshman goes up and gets fouled. Also out there for MHMA, it looks like Bowden Korblick. Okay, let's get a little paperwork square. First of all, that foul is accredited to Mark Harris, his second. Andrew Miller's first free throw is good. That is his second point of the ball game. 2:34 to go, third quarter. One more shot on its way, and it will be off the mark. It is 26-23. Ravens coming up the floor with it. Here is Manasseh. Brings it all the way to the top, keeps the dribble alive. Looks into the middle, finds nothing there. Dumps it to the right side to Harris. Now deep in the corners in the hands of Pius, whose return pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Carson Worthington. It'll be Raven basketball in their forecourt. 2:15 to play, third quarter. Manasseh Miller, skip pass over to the left side. Gets it to Korblick. Korblick looks in the middle. Now to Pius. Back out on top, Manasseh. Baseline right, Miller. Goes back door on the floor once, twice, power move, shot up, no good, rebound. Pulled down by Miller for JC. And now each team has an athlete named Miller out on the floor. So here's a jump shot from the baseline left. It's up, and it won't go in for Calvin Manville. And the upcourt pass is stolen by McAfee and then lost out of bounds. It'll be Raven ball in front of the MHMA bench. Right back into the game before Coach Kunicki is going to come, Sam Joyce. And we'll see, Sam's coming in, and Junkin is going to come out of the game. Junkin and Guava. Minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with the basketball, and the ball's going to be batted away and stolen. Fellkamp will come up with it. He will weave down the court. Joyce bumps him a little bit, playing a very aggressive defense for a guy who's got some fouls. Charges with the ball, goes cross court. Now it's going to be stolen. Telegraph pass, well stolen, and now taken away again by Jeff North and Caleb Worthington. To Fellkamp, his three. No, and hits the support wire. It will go back to Mar Hillmount Academy. With 1:08 to go in the third quarter. It will be put in play from deep in the backcourt for the Ravens by Mark Harris. And up the floor is going to come Manasa Miller. You've got Bowden Korbelik out there. Tonkin Nguaba has come back into the game. And also out there, Sam Joyce. In the last minute now of the third. Out on top. Here's a shot for three. Good! Korbelik throws it down. Second three-point shot of the evening by Bowden Korbelik. And we are even at 26. Upcourt pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds. And the Ravens are going to bring Keegan Mispagel in for the last half a minute or so of the third quarter. Inbound comes to Grady. He'll dish it left side. Back out on top. Back to the left. Back out on top. Chargers work the outside. Lots of time. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tie game at 26. Grady back over to the left. Now right side, Caleb Worthington. 18 seconds. Back out on top. 14 seconds. Here's a Charger 3. Is up and misses. And the rebound pulled down by MHMA. They got plenty of time. Up the court with 6. To the left side. Korbelik with 3. Pass batted away. Save of the Chargers. And that will take us to the end of three quarters. We've got a fourth quarter that should be fantastic in store. Going to the fourth in Atchison. Marshall Mount Academy in Jefferson County North tied at 26.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
We go to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. Northeast Kansas League high school basketball. Opening game tonight saw Jefferson County North on the road come away with a win. JCN guys have come from behind. They trailed by 5 at halftime and have tied the game as we go to the fourth. Here we go. Chargers with the basketball and looking out on the floor and looking around. Looks like maybe the starting five back out there for Coach Kramer. Here's Feldkamp with the basketball. Puts it on the court one time. Skips it out on top and McAfee cannot get to it. Was it a kick? It was. Caleb Worthington, Carson McAfee, Grady Knoll, Carson Worthington, Ryan Feldkamp. Those are going to be the Charger five. Manasa Miller is out there with Bowden Korbelik. You've got Carson Van Dyke. Also, Mark Harris and Samuel Peisch. Those are the players for MHMA. Now, JCN turns it over at the baseline. Back up with the basketball will come the Ravens. We're even at 26. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Manasa Miller gets double-teamed and surrounded by a pair of defenders. Chargers complained that Manasa was throwing that forearm. The official says, hey, you know what? I didn't see it that way. It'll be the second foul of the night for Caleb Worthington. Second foul of the second half by JCN. Chargers with the basketball, or rather, the Ravens with the basketball. Chargers on defense. The feet to the left side of the lane, and we're going to get a jump ball called. Possession error again. Back to MHMA. 26-26. 7:19 to go. Ravens led in scoring by Manasa Miller. He's at 13 points for JCN. Ryan Feldkamp has 11. Driving in. There's no room there for Korbelik. Pass out on top. And a traveling call against MHMA. Chargers will bring it in from the backcourt right in front of the Raven bench. McAfee will bring it in and up court with it. Here comes Caleb Worthington. Carson McAfee gets it to Caleb. He goes to the free throw line, over to McAfee, looking for the first points of the game. That one is going to come up a little bit short for McAfee, and the rebound back down to Manasa Miller. Manasa comes to the free throw line, kicks it back behind him. Korbelik, another three. It's up and in. Korbelik with a remarkably unconventional shooting style. If there was a defender near him, that ball would bounce off him because he shoots from about the waist and then throws it with two hands. It's rather interesting, and he's very, very good at it. And it's now a 29-26 lead for the Ravens. Batting into the middle of the ball, knocked away. Picked back up Worthington. Goes up with one hand, misses it. Belkamp follows up, but prior to the follow shot, we're going to have a Morehill Mount Academy foul. Official walks over to the scorer's table. It's going to be foul number four for Samuel Peisch. At the line for Jeff North, Carson. His free throw no good. Carson Worthington has 2 points tonight. One more shot coming up for Carson Worthington. Second free throw. He hits that one. It's down 29-27. 6:15 to play. And trying to come up with a steal. Stacey and ends up picking up a foul. That is Carson McAfee. Out of the court for the Ravens. It's going to be put in play by Mark Harris. They also have Carson Van Dyke out there. We mentioned Bowden Korbelik. You also have Manasa Miller, and rounding it out is going to be Jonkin Ngwaba. Ngwaba with the ball at the free throw line. Back over to the right side, Korbelik. Ravens being very patient. That's a good protocol right now. With 5:55 to go in the game, leading by two. Back over to the left side, it goes to Mark Harris, cross court. Korbelik. Dishes into the corner. Ngwaba back off on top. Ravens continue to work the outside. Here's Korbelik for three. Gets another one. You've got to see the shot that Korbelik takes. It is remarkable as he throws it, kind of flicks it with his fingers. Korbelik hits another one. That is his fourth three. Makes it 32-27. 5:18 to go. Cross court it goes. McAfee's baseline three. He's having trouble getting any points in tonight. Has not scored yet this evening. Back over to the left side. Worthington goes three. Gets it. That is Caleb Worthington. 32-30. And we got 5 minutes to play. And the Ravens throw it away on the upcourt pass. 4:54, and we're getting a timeout. Yeah, we are. Let's do it, Joseph. 4:54 to go in a thrilling high school basketball game here in Atchison. It's Markham Mount Academy 32, JCN 30.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Chargers back out on the floor first with Brian Belkamp and Andrew Miller out there. You got Caleb Worthington, Carson Worthington, and Carson McAfee. Chargers put the ball in play. They trail it by a pair. 4:44 to go. Little pass into the middle. The turnaround shot misses. Rebound Belkamp misses. Rebound Belkamp on the floor once. Goes up. Gets fouled this time. Brian Belkamp will come to the line for a couple of free throws after Jason unable to finish on a couple of close-in shots. The foul is going to be assessed to Ngwaba. The free throw is good. One more shot coming up for Ryan Feldkamp, and he will hit them both. 13 points, Feldkamp, and we're tied again now at 32. 4:33 to go. MHMA with the basketball in the forecourt. Out on top, Manasseh Miller slides around to the left side. Kips it over on the edge. Van Dyke. Van Dyke feeds in the middle. Johnkin back over to the right to Korbelik. And Guaba goes in, or rather, Manasseh Miller goes in and draws a foul. The whistle is going to be on Andrew Miller. It will be his first, and Ravens coming to the free throw line. For JC and his only team foul four here in the second half, Manasseh Miller is 2 of 2 at the line tonight with 13 points. This free throw up and in. 14 points for Manasseh Miller. 10 of those came in the opening quarter. Takes his time, puts the ball on his hip, now looks at it, shoots it, and it rattles around, kicks up, and then falls back through. 15 for Miller. And it is 34-32. Chargers trail by a pair, and we're going to get a traveling violation. And there's a technical foul on Coach Kramer. 4 minutes to go in the game. Ravens. And that play that happened directly in front of the Charger bench and directly in front of the Charger coaching staff. The official made a traveling call when it looked like there was a foul committed. First free throw on the technical is up, and it's no good for Manasseh Miller. It'll be his first free throw missed tonight. He'll have one more shot coming up here. Got 15 points, misses both technical free throws. And now it will be Raven basketball with 4 minutes to go in the game. Officials getting everybody settled, and Ravens are going to have it in play. They'll bring it in into the backcourt to Manasseh. He'll start his way to the left side, working against Caleb Worthington. Dishes it over to the edge. Back out on top, it's going to come. Got Korbelik with it. Down to Van Dyke. Korbelik will take it on the left wing. All of his shots have come basically from the right side of the court. And it goes to Johnkin. Skip pass. Back again to Johnkin. And Grava goes and turns in traffic and travels with the basketball, and the Chargers are going to get it back. It's a 34-32 MHMA lead. Coming back into the game is going to be Sam Joyce. And Guava will come out for the Ravens. Full court pressure applied here by MHMA. And JC will be putting in a play from their backcourt. It comes into Feldkamp, who gives it immediately back to Carson Worthington. Carson into the forecourt. Goes over to the left side to Caleb. Carson with it out on top. 3.5 minutes to play. Worthington back out on top. That's going to be Caleb Worthington, left block, Feldkamp, dropping, spinning, can't get a shot away, kicks it back out on top. Again, no shot clock here. There's no rush, and now we have a foul on Manasseh Miller. That is not going to be put in play. That's going to be a shooting violation because we are at that point in the game. JC coming to the line for the 1-1, and they're going to credit that foul to Bowden Korbelik. So Korbelik will have his third foul. Not on Miller, but on Korbelik. And the first free throw is up and in. Carson Worthington. One free throw from tying the game. And will not go in. Rebound. Pulled down by MHMA. 34-33. 3:10 to go. Up court pass knocked away and out of bounds. Ravens are going to put it in play right in front of their bench. 3 minutes and 9 seconds to go in a 1-point game. Ravens with the ball and the lead. Korblik will have it on the right side. Comes out on top to Manasseh Miller. He'll feed it into Joyce. Back over to the right side. Korblik has it, lost it, picked it back up. Comes off on top to Harris. And now the cross-court pass slapped away again. Knocked out of bounds by JCN. Jeff North, 9-1 of the conference. Moorhill Mount Academy is 5-5. JCN on the season, 11-3. MHMA is 7-7. Ravens playing well here at home tonight on Royal Court tonight. 2:47 to go in the game. They lead by one and have the ball. Here's Korblik with it on the left side, and the Ravens may not shoot for the rest of the game. Korblik starts to the top, brings it back over to Manasseh Miller. Miller back to Korblik. He eases to the right side, gets it to Van Dyke. The pass underneath. Miller is fouled. Or rather, Harris. Mark Harris. They got the ball down beneath the rim in the lane. And the Chargers reach in, and I think that'll be on Carson. Yeah, Carson Worthington will have his third foul. 2:27 to go. JCM putting it in play again, leading still by one in this extremely low score game. And now the ball's going to be stolen by McAfee. He picks off the pass, drives into the lane, gets tripped, knocked to the floor, and Carson McAfee coming to the free throw line. Big free throws coming up here for Carson. He has not scored tonight. He's 0 for 1 at the free throw line. It's going to be the third foul by Sam Joyce. McAfee for two shots as they are now in the double bonus. First one rolls out, won't go in. One more shot coming up here for Carson. It is 34-33. Second free throw, short, rebound, pulled down by the Ravens. MHMA up the floor with it. Here's Korblik with it on the left side, top side of Manasseh Miller. Ravens have brought Peich back into the game. And Samuel's out there with four fouls. We'll see how long he stays. 2 minutes to play. Korblik has it up top side. Lobs it over to the right. Manasseh. And they reach in and trying to slap the ball away. There's going to be a third foul for Caleb Worthington. And for the Chargers, it'll be team foul six. This will be the last time that MHMA is going to be putting the ball in play with a minute 52 to go. They have the ball leading it by one. 34-33. Miller takes the inbound and the Ravens go into the forecourt. Miller with the basketball. Goes to the right side to Korblik. He'll sweep it over to the right to Miller. Into the corner it comes and Mark Harris will dribble it back off on top. Minute and a half to go. Korblik with the ball. Lobs it across to Harris. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break with MHMA and a minute 30 to go in the game. It is Ravens 34, Chargers 33.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Well, the crowd for both teams on their feet here in the Haverty Gymnasium with a minute 30 to go in the game. Moorhill Mount Academy here at home tonight to lead Jefferson County North 34-33. And they've got the ball. They'll be putting it in front of the scorer's table. Putting it in play, Sam Joyce. He brings it in. Bowden Korblik, and we very quickly have a Raven foul, and I suspect the way he shoots from the outside, Bowden Korblik is an extraordinary free throw shooter. Also for JCN, that is a critical fourth foul on Carson Worthington. Coming to the line, Korblik. He has four threes tonight. 12 points. For front half of the 1-1. No good. Rebound. JCN. Chargers coming down with it. Feldkamp goes in, has the ball stripped out of his hands. Tried to go to the rack, did not use his teammate, and now we're going to get a whistle. We're going to have a foul called, and that is going to be 5 on Carson Worthington. He's going to foul out of the game with a minute 17 to go and end the night with 4 points. So Worthington will exit the game, and JCN will respond by bringing Calvin Manville in. Calvin hitting a three in the opening quarter at the line for the Ravens is going to be Benassa Miller. He hit 2 free throws and then missed his last 2. This one looks good, but is not. Rebound pulled down by JCN. So Benassa Miller has missed 3 consecutive free throws in. The Chargers trailing by 1 with a minute 10 to go. Come up court with the basketball. McAfee has it. Comes way back out on top. JCN will work the perimeter. They've got a lot of time still. A minute to go. Trailing by 1. Here's McAfee. Feeds in the middle of Feldkamp. Feldkamp on the floor. In traffic. Turns and shoots and misses. Rebound underneath. And we've got a whistle. And they're going to call a jump ball. Possession arrow to Jefferson County North. Samuel Peisch had the look of a guy who thought he just fouled out of the game and was extremely relieved when he found that the official calls had a jump ball. So he is still out there with his 4 fouls, and we're getting a timeout with JCN. 47 seconds to play. It's the Ravens 34, the Chargers 33.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas, boys high school basketball here on CARE Radio, and 47 seconds left to play. 34-33, Ravens at home, and they are in front. But Chase Dean is going to be putting the ball in play, trailing by 1. Bringing it in is going to be Caleb Worthington. Carson Worthington has already fouled out. The ball comes into the freshman. His shot is up and missing, and we're going to have a foul. Against whom will it be called? Benassa Miller. Not a big deal for him. Only his 4th foul of the game. And for Jefferson County North, the freshman, Andrew Miller at the line. First free throw. No. Andrew Miller has 2 points. He is 2 of 5 at the free throw line tonight. He's got 1 more shot coming here. This is a shot to tie the game. It's on its way. Got it. We're even at 34 with 45 seconds to go. Ravens will have it in play from in the backcourt. It'll be brought in by Mark Harris for MHMA. Benassa Miller with 4 fouls. Samuel Peisch with 4 fouls. Sam Joyce has 3. Bowden Korbelik has 3. Those guys are all out of the floor right now. 39, 38 seconds. Benassa up court, 35. Kicks it over to Korbelik. He's had the hot hand. 32. Pass back to the left side. Miller, 28 to go. Here's Korbelik around the right side at 25. Knocked out of his hand. Stolen. Here comes JCN. The drive, the head fake, the shot, the bucket. Caleb Worthington. And it's now 36-34. 14 seconds left in JCN. Back on defense of the Ravens, taking a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 13.9 to be exact, to go in the game. It is Jeff North, 36, MHMA, 34.
Want to win a dinner and movie package just in time for Valentine's Day? Sandra Trumpeter at Farmers Insurance and Rocket Mortgage invites you to sign up through February 10th for your chance at a $75 Riverhouse gift card and a $25 Fox Theater gift card. Stop by her office at 312 Commercial or email your name, address, and phone number to strumpeter@farmersagent.com. See details at the Sandra Trumpeter Insurance Agency Facebook page. NMLS number 2183332.
The fans for both of these teams on their feet. They have been treated to a thrilling game tonight, and it's all coming down to this final possession. Jefferson County North has battled from behind to take a lead with 13.9 to go in the game. They're in front by a slim 36-34 margin. Off that bucket by Caleb Worthington. Caleb's the only guy who have scored more than a free throw in the fourth quarter for JCN. He's got a 3 and a 2. Only other scoring by the Chargers in the fourth quarter have been free throws. Here comes the MHMA inbound. Do you go for 3? Do you go for 2? What are you looking for here? Trying to draw a foul. Here's Corbelly with it on the right side. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. 5 seconds, Manassas. And we're going to get another JCN timeout. I do not think that play was going the way that Coach Kunicki had seen that coming, had drawn it up, did not get what he was expecting to have gotten here. 10 fouls committed by MHMA, so it's a double bonus situation for JCN to be in, and 8 fouls by the Chargers. So if that should happen and come into play, it'll be able to be a 1-and-1 yet. Still one more of those for MHMA. Korbelik and Harris, Joyce, Teich, Miller. Those are the 5 out there for the Ravens. 5.5 seconds left. MHMA putting it in at the 28-foot mark on the right side. It'll be Harris putting it in play. Comes out on top, Manasa Miller. He'll go to the left side. Drive, lose the handle. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be JCN basketball. Manasa trying to go all the way around the outside with a left-hand dribble. Takes it down to the baseline, and now we're going to stay right here, Joseph, as JCN calls a timeout with 1.3. And they're going to have the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. The Ravens are going to bring Carson Van Dyke back into the game. And for JCN, you got to expect what you do here. You launch the ball to the other end of the floor. The very, very worst that happens is someone touches it, and the clock starts running. Even should the Ravens be able to recover it somehow. With 1.3, it's going to be very difficult to get off any kind of a shot. Again, if you can put some distance on that inbound pass. 36-34. Opening game of the night saw the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers take a 10-point win. Huddled up around to Coach Brad Kunicki, and again, it'll be Korbelik, Manasa Miller, and Samuel Pyshen. Who else do the Ravens have out there? I got Carson Van Dyke, and rounding it out, Mark Harris. For JCN, it's going to be McAfee, Worthington, Feldkamp. I've got Manville out there, and over in the corner is going to be Lawrence Pollard. The ball comes in. There's the baseball pass. The other end of the floor. It's going to be touched and grabbed in. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North 36. Marshall Mount Academy 34. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new you in 2022. You've heard of new year, new you, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new you in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Well, before the game, you would have told head coach Tanya Kramer, coach, you guys are only going to be able to score 36 tonight. You would have said, oh, this is not going to be good because this team puts more points on the board than that. In fact, for JCN tonight, you had a couple of starters who did not score at all, a third starter who ended up with 4 points and a two-pointer in the third quarter and a couple of free throws, but yet they were able to take that 36 points and win 36-34. The Ravens coming down the stretch going 2 of 6 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for JCN, leading the way, 13 points for Ryan Feldkamp. It was Caleb Worthington with 9. He had 4 tonight for Lawrence Pollard, Andrew Miller with 3, Calvin Manville with 3. For Marshall Mount Academy, tremendous game for Manasseh Miller. Manasseh with 15 points. And following him then, off the bench, Bowden Korbelik with a dozen. It falls then to Mark Harris with 4 points, 2 tonight, Samuel Peisch, and 1 for Sam Joyce. Look up and down. There's so many guys that you can have as your Bank of Atchison player of the game here this evening. But I tell you what, for me, it is going to be Caleb Worthington. Caleb with 5 points in the fourth quarter, all 9 in the second half, and he hit the bucket to put his team in front with 14 seconds to play. Caleb Worthington, your Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight. Tomorrow we've got Benedictine Ball here on Care Radio, the Ravens and Mount Mercy. Ladies game at 12 noon. Guys game at 2 o'clock, and then, of course, next week, pretty much every night, there are hoops here on Care. Tune in and join us for that. I want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, in our two contests, final scores. In the opener, it was JCN coming out in front, 42-32. In the nightcap, it was JCN coming from behind to win 36-34. Till we greet you tomorrow for Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, our producer, our engineer, our take-it-on-care-of-it-all guy. Joseph, thanks so much. Tom Katz here at the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.